Hey, this is Carla Harper with your Worthy Thought of the Day. You are called to use good judgment, but not to judge an individual's heart or soul. Often Christians confuse the difference between judging others and using good judgment. James 4:11 to 12 speaks to this. Actions, that is words and deeds, are the way to form the basis for using your good judgment or discernment. You have a responsibility to protect the order of things in your life, home, community, and country. This means that turning a blind eye to activity and ideas that contradict good order is wrong. Righting wrongs is not your job alone, but you must use judgment based on God's teachings. You do not have a right to judge individuals, even your own family. God is the judge. He will convict hearts, work circumstances and consequences together for the good of each person, especially those who love him and are called according to his purpose, as Paul states in Romans 8:28. But God works it all together for the best, even for those who don't love him. The tension between responsibility to use judgment and getting along in society is great. Our society as a whole has allowed for things we know are wrong. It feels judgmental to speak against them, even though we know good judgment would not condone them in our own lives. Discernment is required in these areas that have become landmines of controversy, often dividing family and neighbors. Make up your mind to uphold truth and God's order in your life and home. Your imperfection does not negate your responsibility to speak up for God's laws and principles. Thanks for listening. I'm Carla Harper.
Plain-spoken, biblical-based daily devotions are available in The Worthy Girl's Guide to Life by Carla G. Harper, a 365 daily read covering issues and questions that every woman faces from the teen years to late adulthood. Copies are found anywhere books are sold or at carlagharper.com. Phone 336-596-7514. That's 336-596-7514.